Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, March 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Now they all want to help when they're annihilated.
Trump pauses attacks on Iran's energy sites for another 10 days and a nation held its breath to no avail last night in Prague. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has again pushed out his deadline for pausing attacks on energy plants in Iran by 10 days until Monday, the 6th of April. It is the second time he's done so. Posting on his Truth Social, the US president insisted talks on the conflict in the Middle East are ongoing, and despite statements to the contrary by the fake news media and others, he says they're going very well. Earlier, Donald Trump again criticized NATO, accusing it of standing idly by.
We're very disappointed with NATO because NATO has done absolutely nothing. I said 25 years ago that NATO's a paper tiger, but more importantly, that we'll come to their rescue, but they will never come to ours. And I want you to remember that we said this. They didn't come to our rescue. Now they all want to help when they're annihilated.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is to discuss the energy crisis at a meeting of the Eurogroup today. Simon Harris is attending the virtual talks with EU finance ministers to talk about the impact of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. They will be briefed by the head of the International Energy Agency on the latest energy developments and possible policy responses. Simon Harris says the volatility in energy prices is an issue which the government here and governments of fellow EU member states are taking very seriously. A decision is due today on whether the man accused of the attempted murder of three children at Parnell Square in Dublin is fit to stand trial. Riyad Bushakar, of no fixed abode, is facing multiple charges arising from the alleged knife attack on the 23rd of November 2023. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Graney reports.
Riyad Bushakar is accused of attacking a line of children outside a Dublin city school. Aside from the attempted murder charges, he is also accused of seriously injuring a care worker and of assaulting other children and a passerby. The issue for the court to decide is whether he is fit to stand trial. The defence claim he isn't, pointing to a complex medical history, which included brain surgery and a head injury suffered during the aftermath of the alleged attack. The prosecution accepts his medical history and subsequent injury, but believes he retains sufficient capacity to plead and participate in the trial process, particularly if certain accommodations and supports such as regular breaks are put in place. A decision is due this morning.
Almost 19 million euro has been stolen from small and medium-sized businesses in this country over the past 2 years through email-related scams. Invoice redirection and CEO impersonation scams remain the top fraud risks to businesses, with average losses of over 22,000 euro. New figures this morning by the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland show 67% of SMEs were targeted by a scam in the last 12 months. More than half do not have specific fraud awareness guidelines and training programs in place. The figures come as the government launches Fraud Smart SME in an effort to tackle the problem. Niamh Davenport, head of financial crime at the Banking and Payments Federation, says the losses have a significant impact on businesses.
So we're looking at 22,000 euro average loss, which is a huge impact on any small or medium-sized business to lose that much money. And the really surprising one for me was actually that, you know, we talk about fraud all the time. It's in the news on a daily basis. But in the survey, 53% of those surveyed said that they do not have specific fraud awareness training or programs in place.
The British Prime Minister says he is beating himself up over appointing Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the US. Documents released earlier this month suggest Keir Starmer ignored warnings about Mandelson's links to Jeffrey Epstein. He had been advised the move carried a reputational risk. Speaking on Sky's Electoral Dysfunction podcast, Mr. Starmer says it's a decision he now regrets.
Nobody has been harder on me in relation to the mistake I made there than me. And I'll tell you for why. I've spent years trying to deal with violence against women and girls. As I look back at it now, I've been really hard on myself. In the immediate days after this all came out, I was particularly hard on myself.
Farmers are branding the reduction of the supermarket price of milk and butter as a kick in the teeth. Tesco, Supervalue, Centra and Aldi have followed Lidl's lead in cutting the cost of their own brand butter and milk. The Irish Farmers Association says the government must look for support for liquid farmers. IFA Liquid chairman Henry Dunn says it's a blow for farm owners who are already under pressure.
It's really disappointing. A bit of a gut punch, to be honest, with all the rises in costs we're incurring at the moment in all sectors between energy and fertilizer, and the cost the liquid farmer has incurred all winter with a lower base price of milk.
And in sport, in soccer, there was heartbreak for Ireland last night. World Cup dreams were shattered as the boys in green fell to a penalty shootout defeat to Czechia in Prague. They were 3 minutes away from going through in the relegation 90, having been 2-1 up thanks to a Troy Parrott penalty and an own goal. Ladislav Krejci headed to level the game and send it to extra time. Caoimhín Kelleher did keep out one of the spot kicks, but ultimately Finn Azaz and Alan Brown did not convert their penalties, and boss Heimir Hallgrímsson was gutted to see our World Cup dream end.
Maybe not the most beautiful football game you've seen. A lot of duels, a lot of set plays, a lot of fight. And yeah, I have to give them big credit for doing that for 120 minutes and doing it pretty good. Obviously, we would have wanted to play more on the grass, but that is how the game went. A really, really painful end.
These supporters attending a watch party last night say they were expecting to have a night of celebrations.
Devastated. And I always thought, oh yeah, they'd beat them on pens, but they didn't.
I thought they were very good in the first half, but second half...
Probably the nerves got to them, to be honest.
Much better end, yeah.
Bit of nerves, yeah. Home advantage makes a big difference, even from the start. Losing 2-0 up is rough. We were looking at Skyscanner for tickets to Mexico City, to be honest.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.